walking through this world like it's a crime.
Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we have an interesting night tonight. And we'll have Sylvia talk about it in a little bit here, but we're going to do a lot of healing and bring in some new aspects to maybe awaken you somewhat here. So here we go. Well, first, this is a Creation Light Shift healing show, and the Light Shift comes here once every 2,000 years to our planet to help in the ascension process. And it's the same Light Shift that Jesus used, so you're able to have divine healings instantly. And it's just a wonderful thing to do. So here we go. We're going to do a chakra alignment for everyone. So there's nothing for you to do consciously. Just sit back and relax. And the light beings and the light shift are going to do this for you. So we're going to go to your heart center and shift that around a little bit here in case it's out of sync with your energetic bodies. And now it's in perfect order. Go to your throat chakra. That's chakra number 5. The heart's number 4. We don't work with the crown chakra, which is number 7. That's not attached to the physical aspect. Okay, this is mainly for physical healing. And now we're going to your third eye. There we go. Perfect. This is number 6. Now we're going back down to your solar plex area. This is your power chakra, personal power. And here we go. That's in alignment. Going down below that, number 2. This is your creativity below the navel. There we go. Perfect. And first chakra, base of the tailbone. Great. Now we'll do an opening for everyone. So if you're in a quiet location and you'd like to have this opened up further, most chakras are maybe a couple inches in diameter. And I like to go body width for people so that you're really getting a good dose of energy coming into you and your spirit can flow more evenly into your whole body. So, and this is how your spirit connects with you through your chakras. So here we go. So heart chakra, we're going to open it up body width. So I use the word spin. So just sit back and relax. Spin, 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 open. And up to your throat now. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down now. Power chakra, number 3. Below the heart, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Wonderful. Now, the next part of this session here is we do entity work. And we do all these on each show to help everybody get more into their bodies with their spirit. This is very important for ascension. This show is all about getting into your body with your spirit so that you can be able to have your spirit walk with you consciously. This is what we're here to try to do for you. I won't use the word try because we are doing this. And it's up to you to hold this energy and to also consciously be aware that you may be not on your body at times and to get back into it. So here we go, cleaning off these entities. These are emotional bodies of people who passed over. And since they don't have an astral body to live in any longer, they look for hosts. And your physical body is a host, just like theirs was a host. And so that means that you're giving the emotional bodies of someone who passed on the energetic supply of, in a sense, food, life force energy to live on. And we're releasing them from you now. And we can have naturally a lot more than one, so that are attached to us. So here we go. Now we're going to have your spirit cleansed. Remember, your spirit left you only because of you being in a negative state of affairs, which could be physical pain, emotional trauma, getting angry, maybe sadness, any of these emotional attributes is what makes your spirit leave you, because it's only in love energy. It's love energy, and it's only in the energy that is not there to harm it, that takes it out of love. So it'll leave you in that point. So here we go. Bringing more of you into your body, I'll count to 10. Your spirit will come in whatever way it wishes to, normally either in the heart or through the crown chakra. So here we go. Spirit's going to come back to you. These many fragments could be hundreds or thousands of them. So here we go. Count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in stronger. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And stronger again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do some more entity clearing here. Looking good tonight, people. So here we go. More of your spirits coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Do some more entity clearing. And this is what you should be doing also for yourself, asking your spirit to clean out the entities in you. And then calling more of yourself back. This is your choice to do this. And just connect with your spirit. Go into your heart center, which we'll be doing here shortly. And then ask your spirit to bring more of it back into you. When you're in your body, your eyes will be pretty clear. You may even see white light shining out of them, which means that you're more connected than normal when you're fully more in your body. So here we go. More of you coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Some more entity clearing. Great. And bringing more of you in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. And now we're going to do what we call the mind-to-heart drop. This is your conscious awareness. Could be your ego self. Different names for it. So we're going to bring this energy of your thoughts, we'll say, what you think with inside of your head, and dropping, say, in a sense, your head into your heart. So you may actually feel that your thinking capabilities are in your heart right now. So here we go. Dropping down, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your head. First floor is your heart. And we're dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And we'll do it again. You might actually feel energy moving. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Because the ego has to surrender to the heart. It's a different energy body. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, moving down. Life beings are helping you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, and if you'd like to scroll down on the Creation Lightship page here, you're going to see a beautiful light beam. This is your first time to the show. Just click on Creation Lightship Healing. Scroll down, and you're going to see a beautiful light beam there underneath the blinking flower. And we're going to activate her right now. So again, just kind of watch. You might want to blink your eye maybe every 5 or 10 seconds here as she becomes activated. And the activation is going to have her become actually a living photo for you. So she's going to come in right now. This is one of the light beams from the Creation Lightship. And she's being energized right now. And you may see the color rays around her changing frequencies, changing colors a little bit. You might see her eyes emit more white light out of them. And you may also even see her face become a little more three-dimensional as it kind of floats off your monitor screen. Just kind of look at it, and she'll be looking at you. And if you wish to put your hand across your monitor from left to right, just hold it out maybe 6 inches or more, and just kind of feel the presence of the energy just off this photo. And you might want to tap your palm chakras with a couple of your fingers, maybe left hand and right hand, and that will activate the palm chakras. It's telling your body that you want to actually sense the energy there. And you may actually feel a warmth going into you. And the light shift, like I always say, only works in the now. It works in this moment. It doesn't work in the future because creation is not done in the future. It's only moment by moment in time. And that leads to another thing that we talk about is that whatever is not done moment by moment in the light is strictly mind energy or thought energy. And that has projections of energies. And that's not where we are with this spiritual teaching. The spiritual teaching is to come from your heart center. And the heart is always in the moment, where thought energy, mind energy, find in your parking space, everything else, is really not of the divine essence. Because the divine essence only works in the now. Everything else is predictions, and that's the matrix which we get trapped into. And I guess we'll turn it over to Sylvia next here. So, and this show is strictly about getting into your heart for ascension. This is all that we talk about. This is everything that we do here is geared to help you to do this. So, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. So, hello and welcome to everybody. Looks like we have a wonderful crowd here tonight and a lot of people on the BBS Fast Chat, so that's great. And I'll just mention that briefly before we start talking about our subject for tonight, and that is If you're not familiar with it, you just click on where it says BBS Fast Chat under the photo of the light being, and that will bring up a window for you where you can just type in your name and then your question in the slot for message. And you don't have to put your email address in there. Either way, it works. And then after you type in your message, you just click on send, and we'll be keeping our eye on that throughout the hour. So if you have any questions about what Ron's talking about, you can just put your question in there. Or if you just like to make a comment about the healings or anything that you've experienced, you can do that also. So we are talking about entities thoroughly tonight. That's our subject, and we're going to cover more about what they are and how they come into our bodies and how to clear them out. And as Ron says often, if you're not home, who is? So that's definitely something that we're gonna address, and we're going to talk about how entities keep people from being present in their own lives and how entities can prevent you from having a physical healing and all kinds of things like that. So since most people are only about 20% in their bodies, it's something that all of us really need to know about and know how to address. So that's what we're talking about. If you have any questions about that, please just go ahead and use the fast chat, because we will be doing healings throughout the hour, and so it's much easier than trying to call in between the healings. So there you go. So Ron, let's talk about a little bit more about exactly what entities are, how we get them.
Okay, so basically we'll just first talk about the earth-based entities. And these are energies that are here. Like I said a few minutes ago, they are emotional bodies, typically of people who passed on. You could use the word ghost, okay? And so I'll just use the term ghost here. And these ghosts need a body to inhabit, because naturally their own physical body is no longer living. So this emotional body upon the person's death kind of moves around and is probably upset because the body no longer can give it life force energy. So what happens a lot of times at funerals, you may have noticed this if you've been to one recently, all of a sudden people start crying a lot. They don't know why they're crying in this funeral. Even people who possibly might be strangers, you know, to the person who, you know, passed on. You look at them and they're really sobbing. Well, that's the emotional body crying. And it happened to attach to that person. Remember, what we are is like a open channel here. We're a host for energies, okay? And we're only a host because we're not fully in our bodies. So what happens is the emotional bodies at a funeral will go around and look around for somebody who's open, because naturally it feels very sad because it's living, you know, organism. The body is no longer here. So it picks someone to come into, and it starts crying because it has a sadness. Well, sometimes it may stay with that person. So what happens is, when you're not completely in your body, 100% with your spirit, if there's any holes available, then these entities can come into you. Now, naturally, they come in, and they could have been through, you know, thousands and thousands of bodies in the past, because they're just having a good time bringing their addictions, bringing in their lifestyle. And remember, they can bring in the lifestyle of everybody that they body hopped with, because they can take some of that memory away. And so if they're in a body, we'll say, for 5 hours of time, they're going to retain the memory for 5 hours of what they have done in that body. And so what happens is, when they come into you, you have that extra 5 hours of information into you if they come into your consciousness. Okay? Now, they don't always do that. They'll normally just come in and hang out, but they won't always come into your awakening consciousness. When they do come into your consciousness, then kind of watch out. Then you're in for a really good ride. You know, and they're actually controlling your body, because you're not present enough to regain your spirit energy, and your spirit is not guiding you. So what you have now is an entity that is in your thoughts. It may want to do its addictions, may want to go out to bars, may want to drive fast with the car, may want to, you know, go out and buy things that you never bought before. You can tell because your handwriting might change a little bit. People might say that you actually look different. Your eyes look different or funny, because it's not you looking out at them. So anyway, you don't want to have them in you, number one, because it's not your own spirit. What's supposed to look out of your eyes is your spirit. And when an entity comes in, your eyes kind of get glossed over because it's taken over your body. And that's why you kind of look that way. I will give you a movie that a friend of mine in Florida told me about, and I watched. It was kind of interesting. And it was a movie called They Live. And it kind of shows these entities. It's, I think, probably done in about the middle 80s. So you may want to just get that movie, They Live. And it'll kind of surprise you about what's happening. But that's a movie that you could watch, okay? So anyway, we don't want entities. So what we're going to do is a release from you, release the entities from you right now. And we're going to do different parts of your body. So remember, they can come into your body by you not being there. They can also come in like when you're angry, when you're sad, when you're depressed, when you cry a lot, if you're in physical pain. So if you hurt yourself and you're in physical pain, that is going to definitely attract entities. So right away, the place that you don't really want to be is in a hospital, because everybody in there has a problem and they're probably going to be in pain. And when you walk into that hospital, it's going to be like a reunion for all the entities around there, and they could attach to you. So anyway, kind of enough of that. So, but if you are in pain, your spirit's probably not in that location of your pain, and or it could be out of your body completely. And then entities can attach to that area. So what happens to you is that when an entity's there, it's like sucking away all of your life force energy from that area. So as you're given it healing energy, all of a sudden the entity's taking it to live on, and your body's not getting any of the energy at all. That's one of the big negative aspects of entities. So we're going to work with you now. We're going to work on entities that could be attached from your waist on down. So we'll just say your legs and your bottom of your feet, ankles, etc. So we're going to take away some entities now from that area. So we're releasing them from you. And you might feel something happening. You might feel tingles. And we're going to release them for about maybe another 15 seconds here. Just kind of take note. You know, I know you're just sitting there wondering what's probably happening, but you might feel things leave you. You might feel your legs becoming a little lighter. Remember, when you're in your body, you get heavier. So you may feel your body getting a little bit lighter as they start to leave you. Okay, now we're going to bring in more of your spirit. Call it back to you. Okay. Here we go. We're going to bring in more of your spirit into your legs now. So here we go. We'll just count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more of you coming back into your legs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Now we're going to work on above the waist, just your body cavity there, your abdominal area. We won't do the arms yet. We'll just do where all your body organs are coming up to your neck. Okay, then we'll do the arms next here. So we're going to clean out entities out of there. Remember, if you have like an ulcer, there's probably entities attached there who have a problem with their, you know, with their stomach and having an ulcer. That's a possibility. So we're taking out these energies. You could be wondering, gee, I'm not healing there. Why not? Well, entities may be there taking away the life force energy, preventing you from having the healing. There we go. Okay, and bringing you more now into this area. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we're going to do our arms. So all of our arms, our shoulders, our elbow, you know, down to our fingertips, wrists, etc. Taking away entities out of this area. Okay, here we go. Here we go. More is coming out here. Okay. Here we go. And bringing you more into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now we're going to do the energies from your neck to your head. Taking away these energies now. These entities that are attached to you. These are emotional bodies of people who passed on, which you could call ghosts. Okay. So here we go. And bringing more of your spirit in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. So now we're going to change gears a little bit here. And this is just to give you information. And it's a little heavy. There are other entities that are out there that are not from the earth plane. So these all I will call extraterrestrial energies. And these extraterrestrial energies have come here, and they also attach to our bodies. And there's different types of them. Like I mentioned before in previous shows, there's energies that we deal with here on an energetic level. Some look like octopus energies, which is also physical here. There's black widow energies. There's snake energies. And there's like worm energies, okay? And there's squid energies. And also there's energies that are physical here that that bite people. So these are all kind of extraterrestrial. Now what can happen is we can have energies in us that move around inside of our bodies. So not to scare anybody, but I'm just going to talk to you about this here. These energies naturally are soulless beings, much like an emotional body of people who passed on, okay? And these energies come to you, and they can move around in your body. And you can say, go to a healer maybe, and they'll work on maybe your right shoulder where you have this awful pain. And the healer does energy work there. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, that feels great, but now I have it in my right foot. You know, this pain's in my right foot now. So the healer now works on your right foot. And now it all of a sudden moves to your left kidney, and it moves around on your body. So these things do exist. People have mentioned illnesses like having fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome. These energies, I believe, I won't swear to it 100%, but these are responsible for those particular names of those, say, illnesses, okay? And there's other ones too, but basically these are energies that you might even have in you. I dealt with one person who said that he felt like he had a lot of worms inside of his head, and it drove him crazy, and he just sort of lived with it. And, you know, it's very hard to get rid of these things. I do sessions on them to get them out of people, but it is quite complicated, and it's not an easy thing to do. So anyway, this is also what's out there. So if you happen to have these energies, we'll do some energy releasing right now. So just sit back and relax. This is maybe only, I'm talking to probably maybe 10% of the people listening, I hope. And I hope it's less than 10%. So what we're going to do now is connect with some of these. They look like worms in a sense. They can actually bite as they get pulled out of people. And they kind of have like tunnels that kind of go through your body, and that's how they travel. So if you look at yourself like through a microscope, you know, you might be able to see something similar maybe. But remember, if we didn't have a microscope, we wouldn't know about the viruses, etc. And this is just energies that attach to us to take our life force. So we're going to now start to release some of these energies from you. And these are not necessarily reptilian as far as their energy like base These are something else entirely different here. I have some words on the fast chat about that here. So there we go. I've taken out some of these out of people. And I worked with one lady in New York a while back. And it's real strange. She goes, yeah, I just keep gaining weight. You know, my stomach is bloated, but I don't really eat that much. And my stomach is very large. So I worked with her. And I would say I probably worked about 3 hours with her. And all of a sudden, I was pulling these energetic worms out of her, more like snakes. And it may sound kind of gross, but this is what they are. And once they got released out of her, all of a sudden, her stomach shrunk in about 2 inches. And her eyes like got as big as saucers because she's actually feeling them leave her. And she knew that they were in her, and she's actually afraid. And once they left her and her stomach went down, she was like completely blown away. And she's actually seen him a little bit, too, as they left her, because she was pretty psychic. But anyway, we're taking these out of you now as much as we can here. And these energies do not obey spiritual law, which means that they are not created by the light. And so this gentleman that I had who I was talking about who had all these things in his head, he was saying that he, you know, from his perspective, he had a life with Saint Germain, and he knew all the different masters and meditated for 25 years or something like that. And he wanted me to help him. And I said, well, these are not made by the light. And he got very upset, and he goes, well, the light made everything. I said, no, that's not the case. The light did not make everything. You have the light, which is one frequency of energy, which is in love, and you have the darkness, which was never created by the light. The light only creates life and light and love and light. And after he finally understood that, and I said, well, you know, if you've been meditating and asking for help, which is what he said he was doing for 25 years to get these things released, I said, why hasn't Archangel Michael and Saint Germain and Mother Mary, why haven't these energies got released by them? He goes, well, I don't know. I said, well, it's because the light has to always kind of work, you know, to figure out how to work with the darkness, because the darkness shifts so many times in its consciousness that it's very sneaky. And the light does not always know what the darkness is doing. So that would play catch-up continuously. So this is my answer to him. And then he finally understood it, because he has been asking for 25 years to have relief from this here. So here we go, taking some more out of some people here. And hopefully you don't have this problem yourself, okay? So if you do feel relief, if you feel this pain go away from you, might feel energies leaving you, this is these energetic, we'll just call them worms, and they will actually come out of you, and then your spirit will come into where they are. So, and you're going to know yourself if you have any relief. So this is a topic that's normally not talked about in the metaphysical realm of experiences or even ET experiences, because people don't know about this. So here we go. These are being released right now. And we're having your spirit now come into these areas to take over this space so they won't come back in again. Okay, wonderful. Okay, Sylvia, I guess I'll turn it back to you now.
Okay, great. Well, we have a lot of questions on the fast chat, so let's take up some of those before we go on. So one question is, when someone is channeling, are they actually possibly inviting entities into them?
Well, let's see. I would say yes, in a sense, okay, because you're bringing in something outside of yourself to communicate with you. So that could be phrased as a spirit guide, okay? But really what you want to do is go into your heart. So I don't know what the channeler is doing, okay? If they're heart connected and then they're having maybe their spirit talk to you, and it will take on a name typically of something, or maybe they do invoke a divine energy to come into them to channel. You know, it's kind of hard to answer that question, but yes, you are invoking something into you. Hopefully you're going in through the heart center and having your spirit be at the doorway so that the negativity of some maybe extraterrestrial race connecting with you, some other level of consciousness are not and will not cord you or the people around you in the room. So hopefully that's the case, that these energies that the person's channeling will be in the light. It's very hard to guarantee that if they're not in their heart center. I said, if they're not in their heart center, then typically you could draw on anything. Okay, did that answer the question, Sylvia?
Yeah, that's great. And the next question is, does the Creation Lightship endorse Merkaba teachings for ascension, or is this to be avoided?
The teachings from the Lightship is for you to go to your heart center, because your spirit knows everything that's being channeled here, okay? And hopefully the information is channeled in the light, so there's really no teachings that you need to know. All that you need to know, like Jesus taught, is to go to your heart center, surrender into it, and live with your spirit, and have your spirit walk the life with you in your physical body. So it doesn't matter what the teachings are. Are you in your body? This is the concern that the Lightship has, is that the darkness has been here for so long, and there's so many teachings out there, and a lot of those do not communicate to you, that you only need one thing to know it, to go to your heart. What they do is they'll sugarcoat different teachings and switch it over to emotional energy so you can feel something, and you think that you're getting a divine energy. So if you're not in your heart center, then the teachings that you are having is going to be in the mental area, and the mental area is the mind matrix, which is the dark side, giving you predictions in this lifetime and keeping you here in the forced reincarnation. So the only teachings that I recommend is to go to your heart and to ask your spirit and have your consciousness surrender to your heart center where your spirit resides. That's the teachings of the Lightship.
Okay, so I will also mention that there, when you do go to the Lightship for healings and for ascension preparation, such as what's going to be on the special four-hour healing session on October 13th, which we'll talk about later, there are many healing modalities there, and the Lightship does work with the Merkaba energy for certain healing, so it is definitely a part of what they do, just not part of the teachings, as Ron just said. So let's see. So next question is, what do you recommend, Ron, for people to use to protect themselves from entities?
Well, it's a good question. If you get upset at all or angry, like I said, happy, sad, you know, glad is okay, when you're happy. Anything that is of a negative aspect will have your spirit leave you. These emotions allow your spirit to get released from you, and then at that point, entities come in. So your only protection is to get into your body so that they cannot come in. It's like a full glass of water. So if your water is, you know, like most people are 20% in their bodies, what's in the other 80%? If you're not home, who is? So basically, you want to get more into your body and more and more and more so that these entities will not come into you to take your life force energy. And that's your only real protection that you have. I'm sure that you could possibly use some of the archangels, etc., to help you, or the masters, which people have been doing for, you know, a long, long time. But, you know, at the far end of the scale, it's you that's responsible for yourself. You know, calling upon Archangel Michael, for instance, you know, every 10 minutes of the day to help you. You know, at some point, you know, it's up to you to get weaned off of these energies, because you are those same energies too. And because you were created in the divine flow. And everything on the creation energy is made up of 12 source energies, including the archangels, okay, including you, just that you don't know that. And so it's up to you to regain your spiritual identity down here, to bring in your spirit, all that you can into your body to prevent things from happening to you. And, you know, it's not a 100% thing, because And if you are in your body completely, you could still be attacked by these, you know, other energies around you. And like I said, these dark energies do not obey and respond to spiritual law. If it was made by the light ship and it is in spiritual law, then yes, these energies will be able to deal with them. But if these are soulless beings, they don't obey spiritual law. That's why we have so much trouble down here. And they come into your bodies, and these entities, whether it's off planet or on planet, you know, they don't have a spirit. It's like your emotional bodies of dead people, you know, who passed on. They don't have a spirit with them. So they need you to be their life force energy. So this is why you need to get into your body to keep these attacks from these entities from happening to you. And like I said, they will come right into your consciousness and play out the lifetime, and it's probably going to be a negative thing because they need the emotions to live on. So the more emotional energies, the more they can get you upset or do things to get you upset, the more life force they're going to get from you. And so this is what they live on, and they need that. And so that when they come into you, they're not going to be very peaceful or try to make your body be peaceful. They're going to try to upset you so that they can get life force from you. So I hope that helps you. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So we have next a comment from Kyle, and he is saying that if you're interested in seeing any of that movie that you mentioned earlier, Ron, called They Live, you can see many segments of it on YouTube. So that's great. Thanks, Kyle. And then Andrea was asking if you were releasing cordings from the chakras.
I would say I have not done that tonight, no. Back to you, okay. Sylvia.
Okay. We have a question on there of how do we get these worms that you were talking about earlier?
I cannot really tell you. They just happen to come to us, okay? And I guess the answer would be is that you're not home enough to protect your body to keep them out. And so they just happen to come through, you know, and, you know, they live in us and they take away our life force energy and cause us pain. So it's just one of those things that we're here to deal with, although it's not really talked about that much. You know, entities is still a subject that really isn't discussed, you know. And then to get even further out on the limb to talk about energetic worms, you know, that's going way out there in the skinny branches for most people, and they won't understand it at all. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so next question is, are these entities the cause or the effect of our own negatives?
Oh, boy. So I guess you're saying if we're negative, are we going to attract the entities? Yes, I would say so, because they are looking around for energies that they resonate to. Remember, in the mind matrix, you know, what we have here is the law of attraction. That is the mind matrix of thought control, okay, of mind control. It's a different way of saying it. A lot of people don't talk about it this way. They want to keep it into a very positive frame of light. Like having your mind control other people is very good, and that the law of attraction is here, and that's a divine energy. It's really not. The law of attraction, the light did never create anything to be attracted to anything else, okay? But that's one of the main New Age policies that's out there. Remember, you are a creative being to go out to the universe and experience life, to experience the universe, not to be attracted like a magnet pulling metal filing, you know, to itself, to get involved with somebody else's situation, okay? And so the mind matrix is the law of attraction, and that's the dark side. So that's just the way it is. You have two ways to look at it. You have the light, where it's free will and love, and then you have the mind matrix, which is thought control, New Age thinking, which is that your thoughts are going to affect your reality. And they do to a certain extent. But, you know, normally that's strictly the mind matrix working with you, the law of attraction. Because there's no reason why your heart needs to attract anything. You're perfect, whole, and complete. So if the law of attraction is there, that means that if you're a negative person, you're going to be drawing negative effects to you. And that's exactly, you know, what's going to happen here until you get into your heart center. So what you are, you're on like this emotional roller coaster, bringing people into your life to have this situation perpetrated on you, and that's not the way the light created you. Remember, that's the matrix energy, the mind energy. So by me saying what I'm saying, I'm basically probably bucking the new age movement here of metaphysics, of what they're discovering. And they are discovering it properly, but they don't see the concept of love and the heart energy in it. They just see the other energy of the controlling aspect and how you can create a parking place, for yourself. So you're using the mind to do that. So you want to look at the heart energy. The heart energy is always going to be of love and not going to interfere with anyone else and not to cause the words, from the dark side here of karma. There's no such thing as karma in the light. It does not exist. But it exists down here because we're taught that. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. So here's another question. Is being in the heart the easiest way to stay in the body fully?
Yeah, well, that person got an A+. Whoever said that. That's great. Thank you. Yes, that's true.
And let's see. I think we had a question. We had some ascension questions. So if we can kind of go off into that topic for just a few minutes. Let's see. Before the shift happens, when creation light shifts turn it all off and on, I'm not sure I'm getting this question right here. Okay, is everyone here to either die or ascend at the time of the shift, or do some ascend before the shift happens when the creation light shift turns the energy on and off? I believe
okay.
I got that right.
My understanding is that, as I would imagine that you could turn your body into a light body and that you more than likely could be ready for ascension, but I don't think that the spiritual light codes are in place to have your body ascend before ascension. I've seen people going to the different expos, and they'll come by and they go, oh, I've already ascended and came back. And I go, what? And they go, yeah, I'm an ascended being. Well, that's not the case, but, there's a lot of teachings out there in the matrix, So basically what happens is, to explain the ascension process, okay? The universal shift is the ascension for the whole universe. So everything that was created in light frequency is going to go through a change in frequencies. Now, whether or not that being, and we'll just talk about the Earth here since we can relate to the Earth, since we live on the Earth has a choice of during the ascension time, which is when the creation light shift turns off the frequency. Remember, we're vibration being turned off and on and off and on. So we have a key frequency that the light shift gave us, which is, in a sense, connecting us to the light. Now, when the light gets turned off completely, everything in the universe with a spiritual blueprint is turned off. So it's like looking at a city and all the lights are off, okay? And the lights in the city, we'll say, would be the spirit energy. So at that point, everything is turned off. And at that time, the individual spirits have the choice of going into the same body, the same blueprint that they inhabit, or leaving to another state of consciousness. Okay? And so that also, the choices there is whether or not the planet that you're on is going to ascend or not too. So what happened last time, the Earth Spirit, when Jesus walked the Earth, teaching his ascension teachings, the people here were not awakened enough. And so if the Earth would have chose to leave the Earth blueprint, then nothing on the Earth would be in existence because there's no spirit that was going to take over the Earth blueprint, which means that nothing would be materialized again after the universal shift or after the light put everything back into motion again. Okay? And so what happened was because everything on the planet resonates to the Earth spirit, just like your body resonates to your own spirit, okay? And so it decided to go through another 2,000-year cycle. And so it chose to do the same experience of existence in a dimension, in a consciousness that it already had experienced once before, because it did not want to, say, terminate every life form on the planet, because nothing wanted to take the planet over. So it decided through its love and compassion to re-experience another 2,000-year cycle of the same thing. And hopefully it was hoping that the people would have another 2,000 years to understand the ascension process, which means to get into your bodies and to be able to leave with the Earth Spirit if you chose to have your body then go along with the Earth Spirit, since the body can resonate with the Earth Spirit, to another consciousness. And so this is where we are right now. So everything will be turned off. Whether or not it gets reformed again is up to that individual creation. And is it going to hold spiritual integrity with the spirit in it when it gets turned back on again? If not, then it's not going to exist. And so the ones that can hold on to the frequency, have the spirit fully integrated with its life form, with the spiritual blueprint, then it will be able to move to another consciousness. This is your advantage now. Your body, in a sense, that genetically has waited 4,000 years to graduate from this 3D reality. And, you know, how much do you love your body? You know, you're at the graduation point. Do you want your body to not exist any longer after the universal shift? You know, that's up to you. That's only your choice. It's not the light ship's choice. It's just here to facilitate the ascension. And so it's up to you to get fully into your body for this transformation for your physical body. The next question people ask is, oh, what's going to happen to my children, to my parents, to my dog? Well, you know, everybody has that choice whether they need to be in their body or not, or wish to be in their body. When you're born, you're in your body. So there's really no excuse for not being in your body, except for some of the traumas here that we go through. So it's up to you to work on yourself to get yourself into your body so that your body can hold light frequency from your spirit for the ascension. So basically, people say, well, if I happen to ascend and maybe my husband does not, am I going to know him at all or see him? Well, yes, you will see the spirit of that person, possibly. It's not really guaranteed, because there's, you know, an unlimited amount of spirits out there. It's more than the grains of sand in our ocean here. So the chance of you coming together again in another lifetime is probably pretty slim, okay? But it is a possibility. But from my standpoint, you know, is one piece of grain of sand on this side of the earth going to find another one on the other side of the earth, you know, in Australia? Probably not, okay? This is why it's so important to have people do the ascension, you know? This is what you should be looking at for your whole life, you know, is go, wow, man, I'm at the end time here. If it is 2012, you know, time is approaching very quickly, so it's up to you to do the ascension. What if it happens next year? You know, are you prepared? You know, so the light ship looks at it as, and also the Earth spirit, is that the people on the surface here, the planet, has had 4,000 years to prepare for this ascension time. And the people here should be like right there just saying, man, I'm just tired of waiting. I'm in my body 100%. You know, I don't want to wait four more years. But most people, you know, are still like in preschool. They haven't understood about ascension. So it's up to you who's listening to educate people to, yeah, get into your body for ascension. This is the gift that you can give your body, is immortality. So I hope that answered your question. And I know it opens up a bunch of a bag of worms for some people if they get fear-based about it. But, you know, the spirit will move on. Once the ascension happens, the spirit's gone, the life form that it's in, just like what happens here, you know, daily with people, you know, passing away, the spirit leaves the body. It's the same thing, just that on the ascension, you have the ability to have your body in perfect health and awareness with this consciousness and is able to ascend. This is a gift. This is why, if you looked around and did a little bit of research, you find through the archaeological digs that there are races where they find, artifacts, et cetera, and buildings, but they say, there's no life here. Where's the bones of the people? I know people lived here to build these, but they're not here. Well, they ascended. And so this is how you have to look at that. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we had a question or request, I guess, from listeners on the archives, or the fast chat, rather, to see if it's possible to ask the light ship to extend the time between now and when the ascension will take place so that we have more time.
Well, you've already had 4,000 years. the shift will happen when everything is ready according to the light ship, okay? And so, it's not their fault, in a sense, because you're not in your body, you know? It's up to you to be in your body. This is the whole thing. It's not so hard. It's not that difficult. You have to work on it. You know, you want to release your emotional judgments to get into your body. So this is your thing, and it's up to you to do the work, you know? And no one else can do it for you. You know, you can't ask, you know, your neighbor to go out and to do this work to pull you along. The New Age teachings is that, you know, that they're assuming that the hunter's monkey scenario, that if somebody does the work, then I'm going to go along free for the ride, you know, because it's going to be passed on to everybody. No, that's not the case. If it would have been, it would have happened with Jesus. Everybody would have ascended. He just didn't reach enough people, and so, you know, the earth decided to stay back, you know, through compassion and love. This time is saying, man, I'm getting the hell out of here. You know, I've been here, done that, and I'm going to a dimension that doesn't have the darkness in it any longer. Just going to eighth-dimensional reality. It is true that maybe another spirit can take over the planet here in 3D or 4D. The spirit, the blueprint of the Earth is available to any planetary spirit that's created that wants to take it over. So it could re-exist here, just the way it is right now. But the darkness won't be here. It's like we're running out of time, Sylvia.
Yeah, I was just noticing that also, and so we better wrap things up and get
that's
things
Troika.
Ready.
I'm doing my show tonight, so.
What's that?
Troika just came on the fast chat.
Oh, great.
So you
wonderful.
Might want to
hi, Troika.
Show, I guess. So if you're
okay,
listening, hi,
so,
Troika.
So let's just mention real quick the upcoming dates, and then maybe we can bring in Saint Germain for Troika.
Okay, Troika's asking, are we doing my show tonight? Okay, yeah, maybe she gave me a email, so let me just want to type in there. Yeah, I can do her show if she wants that. I'll put down yes. So I'll be on for another hour, looks like. Let me just see what she says on the fast chat here. So go ahead. What do you say, Sylvia?
Well, I was when I thought we were closing off, I was just going to see if we could bring in Saint Germain for Troika, but it looks like we may be doing her time slot tonight also, so is that true?
Okay, Troika? So we can do that. So thank you, Troika.
Okay.
So let's see, I have to switch hats here. So let's bring in, we'll have a respond on fast chat here. So let's bring in Saint Germain right now for everybody to experience a wonderful Saint Germain and the Vita Flame. So here he comes. So
good.
Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you may be feeling Saint Germain here, and his energy is very, very nice. He's very loving, very kind. And again, these energies are strictly heart-based energies, so you want to stay in your heart center to actually experience these energies here. They won't go into your head. And if you want to watch the light beam here, we'll bring in the Vata Flame through the light beam here on your monitor screen here. In fact, we'll just bring it in through the lightship insignia here. Just kind of scroll down some more or click on it underneath the listen live button underneath the fast chat there. And you want to scroll down maybe about 4 or 5 inches below the light beam. So here comes the energy of the Vita plane from the light ship to you. So here it comes. Here we go. So we're increasing it here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, there it is here. Sylvia, could you give Don a jingle and just tell him that we're doing Troika's show, please?
Sure.
In case you didn't connect with him.
Okay.
So, I'll look at the fast chat here right now. And let's see. Someone asked if you have a problem with your body, genetic problem. Maybe you're missing a finger. Is that going to stop you from ascending? No. Your body has its original divine blueprint, and so it's going to be remanifest in pure perfection energy. And this energy is going to be of your perfect self, of whatever you would probably choose to bring forth in that blueprint as far as a spirit. Remember, your spirit's conscious, and it knows what the blueprint was going to be. And I'm sure it could probably even change it somewhat if it needed to. So you are going to be in perfect perfection. Okay? And we'll see what else we have here on the fast chat. I got the violet, the purple energy. Looks like someone could see it here. I was asking about negative ETs, about the worms. Let's see. Are they from negative ETs? Well, yeah, in a sense, they're another life form. So, yeah, they would be ET extraterrestrial. A lot of people think ET is just a being, you know, another life form like us. That may look different. But, yeah, there are different life forms, and they should not be coming here. So this is kind of where I talk about the Galactic Federation, is that they're sole job for us here is to protect us from these off-planet invasions of races of beings. I'll use the word UFOs coming to abduct people to sample their energies, etc., to do experimentations on people. And they should not be doing this. Now, it'd be different if you were aware consciously and you said, yes, I do agree to be experimented with, or to maybe even be improved somewhat, you know, or to have myself worked with, but they don't tell you that consciously. And that's the whole thing that is the problem, is that people are not giving the free choice. The light is strictly free choice, love and light, free choice. And when these beings come, even though they may be thinking that they're doing us some good, you know, I deal with a lot of people who had the abductions from ETs. You know, this is not a new area for me to work in. And a lot of them, their life goes to hell in a handbasket. They're afraid to sleep at night. It's the most devastating thing you could ever have done to you. You get nightmares. I mean, I can go on and on. And so if they approached us in a different way and said, yeah, you know, we're here to do experimentations with you so that maybe we can upgrade the human species, you might say, yeah, I want to do that. I know people living today right now, and I met a few in New York who say, yeah, the way I make my money is I get paid $8,000. I believe that's the amount. And I will go to the drug companies, and they'll give me drugs for about 3 months, and they monitor me, and then I get a paycheck. And I don't mind doing this here. Well, that's their free choice if they want to be experimented with that way. But when it happens to you against your conscious free will, and then you have nightmares because of it and stuff, that's not, you know, very nice for anybody. You know, it's kind of grotesque. So, you know, this is where I say the Federation is not really helping us. And if they were here to help us, you know, we wouldn't have any wars because we still have the mind control aspect here. And it's just very, very sad. So, Sylvia, are you back online?
I am, and we are all set to go.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I'd like to suggest, first of all, getting everyone back heart-centered again. And in case we have any new people coming on for Troika's show, that'd be a wonderful thing for them as well. And then bringing in the 12 divine energies from the creation lightship.
Okay, so we're going to drop you into your heart center. So again, we did this earlier. So just kind of think of your forehead being your awakening consciousness. And we're going to drop you down into your heart center here. So just think of it as being an elevator. The 10th floor is your forehead. The heart center is the first floor. So the light ship's going to help you do this here. And you may actually feel the energies moving in your body. So here we go. We're going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. You should feel a little more peaceful. You should be residing now in your heart center. And the way you tell is you just start thinking a thought. If your thought is still in your head, then you're still in your head. You might even start to talk or say a few words out loud. And it should feel like you have your consciousness in your heart, and the words will be talking and spoken from your heart rather than from your head. And when you do talk, you should feel your heart vibrating, just like it has lips on it, also talking. So you're going to feel this energetic flow between your mouth and your heart, and it'll be all connected. Then you're in your heart center. Okay, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, great. Well, we have we had a request to bring in the energy of the Holy Spirit. So I thought what we could do is bring in some of the source energies from the creation lightship through the insignia.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah, the lightship doesn't really recognize the Holy Spirit, okay, because there are 12 creative energies. So it's a little different, although it could be that in itself too. But they don't name it as that on the lightship, okay? So we're going to bring in, just if you're brand new to the program, go to Creation Lightship Healing and click on that and then scroll down. And you're probably about a third of the way down on your scroll bar. Past the light beam, you'll see the blinking flower, a light beam, and there's a bunch of text, and you're going to see this beautiful lightship insignia. And just come to that now. So we're going to bring in the first divine energy. This is the first creation energy, number one. And there's 12 of these, so we'll bring in the first one here. So again, just sit back and relax, and we'll put some music on too, and it's going to come in now. You may actually feel this lightship insignia changing frequencies now as this one creative energy is coming in here. So it's coming in right now, and just beautiful. Here it is. So sit back and relax. Remember, the lightship only connects heart to heart, and it only works in the present now. It does not work in the future. The future is the mind matrix. So here we go. bring in another divine energy here. We'll bring in number two, creation energy. We'll bring in three of them tonight. So this is number two. Each one has a different vibratory rate, although they're all equal in intensity. And they all have the same consciousness, but they choose to work in different areas of consciousness, just like the different angels, the archangels do and masters do. So here we go. Number two is coming in, so you're going to feel the vibrational change a little bit here. Remember, it's heart-based energy only, so you're not going to really feel it if you start using your mental faculties to sense it. It has to be heart-based. This is the only way that the light works is through the heart. And like I say, if it's not in the heart, then it's in the matrix, and that's in the mind, and that deals with the control of mind, etc. So you always want to work with the heart-based energy. This is where your spirit resides, and this is your own individual divine truth, is your heart. So here we go. It's fully activated now, and just close your eyes and enjoy this beautiful energy as it flows through you and around you. This energy created you. Creative source energy number three. And again, just sit back and relax, and you may feel the vibration change on the Lightship insignia here. And beautiful, it's coming in now. And again, just maybe just close your eyes and relax and have this wonderful experience. Remember, you are 1/12 of all of these energies, and all of them together in their wholeness, made up you. So you actually resonate to all of these here. These are light energies. Thank you. we had a request to go to the light shift. So I don't know. What do you think, Sylvia? Should we do that tonight?
Yeah, maybe we could do that about the last 15 minutes or so of the hour.
Okay. Anything else we need to contend with on the fast chat?
Well, we do have a question that pertains back to our earlier topic in the first hour that we were on tonight, where we were talking about how to keep entities out of your body. And the question is if exercise will help us to stay in our bodies.
Okay, one easy way. We'll do this for everyone here. Two ways you can tell quickly, okay? If you pinch yourself, just, you know, you don't want to do it so that you're actually screaming, you know, but just pinch yourself a little bit. You're going to if you find that your consciousness increases, okay, you get more mental awareness, we'll say. Remember, when you're not in your body, you're kind of like drugged out in a sense, okay? And then as you're in your body more, you get more alert. So if you pinch yourself a little bit and you say, gee, I'm feeling a little, you know, you're connecting the dots better, that means that you're probably out. Now, what happens when you pinch yourself is that your spirit is, say, mostly out of your body, okay? Its role is to protect your body, to be with it, to safeguard your body from many things, okay? And the main thing is physical harm. And so when it feels that energy of your body being pinched, it goes, man, I got to come back there to see what's happening. That's one way you can see if you're in your body. What you can also do, if you wanted to really see who's out of their body, if you're in a group of people, let's say you're around maybe 20, 30 people, just clap your hands maybe once, so it's kind of loud. And the people who get startled or jump a little bit or, you know, their body jerks a little bit, that's an indication that you are out of your body. And what happened was that jerking was the spirit hearing the noise and doing a slam dunk, you know, into your body, whatever way it could to get there as quick as fast and you know, as quick and as fast as it can come to into your body to see what's happening. Because naturally, you had no psychic awareness. People who did not jump actually knew that you were moving your hands because they had the psychic radar on. And so that's another way to watch other people to see what happens, okay? So if you ever get, you know, startled or, you know, jarred and you jump a little bit, that's telling you that you were out of your body before that time. So now we're going to do an exercise to get you more into your body. So it's very simple, and you want to write this down so you can do this daily here. And it's an affirmation. It's very easy, which is I now increase my life force energy. I'll repeat that. I now increase my life force energy. And what you want to do to do this exercise is you want to put your hands in front of you like you're doing a prayer. You know, you've seen people pray with their hands in front of their heart center, okay? And you want to move your hands further apart until you feel your chi, your prana energy in front of you, okay? And move it out maybe body width or more. And have your palm of your hands facing each other. And you want your body to tell you where that energy is. So move your hands in slowly. And at some point, you're going to feel like you're compressing this invisible ball or spring. And that's where your energy is. Okay? And once you feel it, then just stop your hands. And what we're going to do together in unison here is we're going to move our hands further apart, maybe a foot past that point, and then come in slowly. And as we're coming in slowly, that's when we say the affirmation. And then you're going to actually feel this energy build, and it will be wider. Your hands will go further apart each time you sample the energy. So let's start this here. I'll start it off here. So I now increase my life force energy. And move your hands apart further. I now increase my life force energy, bringing them in. And out further, I now increase my life force energy. And each time you want to say it and sample the energy. And you should be straight out alongside of you in about 10 times here. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 We'll do it 10 more times. Really, this will help everybody here. So here we go. I now increase my life force energy. 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 Okay, Sylvia, turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Well, that was wonderful. But I think we still have a question of wanting to know if you exercise your body, will that actually help you to stay in your body?
Boy, I don't know. I would imagine so, because you're having that awareness and your spirit would probably want to be with you to see what you're doing. So I would say possibly yes. But, you know, you do want to bring yourself consciously in your body to make sure that you're there.
Okay, I would add that, you know, if your body doesn't get exercised, you tend to get, you know, stiff, achy, pains, and not well. And that would certainly invite entities to come into you. So probably it does help you
too. I would say so, probably.
Okay, well, great. So let's see what our next request is on the fast chat. I'm seeing we have a request to bring in the 12 angels.
Okay, so we'll bring in, I thought you'll bring in more than 12. We'll bring in a multitude of them. So here we go. They'll come in through the lightship insignia. This will be a host of angels coming into your room here. And these angels are of the light. So what I tell people to do always is to allow the energy to come into your heart. Have your spirit be the gateway to what energies come into you, okay? Because you want them to only be from the light and in love, love-based energy. So this is how you want to always sample energies. Never sample one through your head because, like I said, that's the mind matrix, which is, not in the moment. Okay, that's all predictions, etc. That's in the future. That's where your thoughts go. So you want to be in the now to have the energies work with you. Okay, so here we go. So we're bringing in the energies. They're being activated through the Creation Lightship insignia. And these angel energies, this would be their first energy of their own creation. So here they're coming, and it's feeling pretty light in here. It feels great. So how are you feeling, Sylvia?
Wonderful. Just very, very light and very uplifting and beautiful.
Okay, so they're coming in stronger here. And we'll put some music on for you to listen to these. You may be able to get guidance from your heart center. Remember, that's where you want to go, is inside of your heart to have your guidance. You don't want to go to your head, go into the matrix, because that's not going to be the divine energy there. So that could be an entity. You don't want to talk to an entity, believe me. So here we go. Sit back and relax and enjoy this wonderful angel energy. Thank you. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, I'd like to get into, before we go to the light ship, the topic of getting heart-centered and getting your, you know, your own spiritual guidance. Because we had, I think it was Rick earlier on the fast chat was asking, well, what about, you know, the fact that so many people, you know, their hearts are closed down, their, you know, their heart chakra's not open, they're, you know, maybe out of their bodies, they're not connected with their spirit. So are they really going to get true guidance if they, you know, just try to go to their heart like that? So can you address the ways that, you know, somebody can make sure that they're getting their own true spiritual guidance?
Yeah, but all you could do is you have to manually go into your heart center. You need to do that connection. You need that ego part of you to surrender. Remember, it's an energy body of thought, and it needs to surrender into your heart. And it doesn't really want to do that. It'd rather be out doing other things than to have to be in that location. And so once you surrender into your heart, then you can you know, use your own guidance that way, because your spirit is really all that you need to commune with. You know, it's nice to have information from other people, you know, for readings, etc. You know, nothing's wrong with having readings. They're just reading the tendency that could happen to you in the future as you're being mind-controlled by the matrix of mind, you know, the controlling factions of that, which is what you're tied into. So, you know, some of those readings, you know, are definitely valid. But you want to get into your heart center so that you're able to discern the truth, you know, for yourself. Everybody has their own truth. The divine truth is true for everything. And the main thing is what's true for you. And the only way you're really going to know is to be in your heart center. And if you do get a reading, you know, for instance, then go to your heart and say, I got this information. You know, was the reader reading information according to their mindset and their belief system and projecting that energy onto you from their own experience? And maybe may not be 100% correct, but maybe if it's only 10% correct, it might help you. So going to your heart is how you're going to be able to discern that. And that's true with a lot of the emails that people are reading now about different things happening. I get emails from people who are on email lists that's going out, you know, through the internet, spiritual, this and that and the other, and everybody's doing something. And is that really valid and true? Well, a lot of it may sound true, but is it really, you know, universally true? And it is, you know, I think what we are dealing with now a lot, since we have emails and this mass communication, there are a lot of people claiming that these ET races, whoever they might be, are here to save us. And then we have people who have dollar signs in their eyes who are hoping to be the one that's going to have this ET ship or ships, you know, land in their backyard and give them this wonderful technology. And then from there, save the planet. Well, you know, that's kind of, to me, it's a little far-fetched, but, you know, I would like to think that it could be true. But, you know, the whole thing is to work on yourself first and don't get sidetracked with the illusion. Remember, that's all in the matrix, okay? And what I tell people when they ask me these questions, and I get people asking me all the time, they go, I read so-and-so's channeling. She's been channeling or she's been channeling for, you know, 15, 20 years now, channeling so-and-so. And it all sounds good. And I say, well, you know, has it hit the pavement yet, you know? You know, all this love and light stuff is wonderful to talk about, but what are they really doing physically to help us? They say they're coming, you know, but where are they, you know? Like I said, we're holding a density body here that's in us for 4,000 years. So why haven't they come 4,000 years ago to help us? And why haven't they come since Jesus, you know, to help us, to get us into this ascension process? They know about ascension. And so that's kind of my answer, you know, to this. And that's why I talk about the Galactic Federation in the way I do, is because it's as above, so below. You know, if they were 100% of the light, we'd be 100% of the light down here. And yet there's people out there channeling different groups and venues, et cetera, from this organization, so to speak. And if they're truly here to help us, they would. And then people tell me, they say, well, there's karma. We have our own karma to work through. And there's the law of non-interference. Well, they're interfering with us by not allowing us to have the light. They're giving us mind control instead. This is why the planet is the way it is. They brought the duality here. You know, Jesus came to teach ascension, to get us out of this situation. So the Federation killed them. People go, oh, my God, the Federation killed Jesus? And I go, yeah, what do you think he said on the cross? Why did you forsake me? That's who he was talking to, was the Federation. That was his backup band here. That was the one that was supposed to help him here. And so the whole process is to get into your heart. So whatever you're dealing with, go to your heart and see if what you're getting is universally true for you. And you'll be able to have the discernment there, is to have yourself go to your heart center, get into your bodies with your spirit. And this is what you're here to do in this lifetime, is to be fully embodied so your body can do the ascension. It's waited 4,000 years for this. And so this is the whole thing, is to understand your own divinity and to know that anything outside of yourself could be an illusion. You know, the illusion for you is that you're in the body and your spirit's with you, and that's all that you need to know, and you need to connect with your divinity. That's the God aspect. That's you. You are a part of the divine, and you know, you're always going to be connected. So I hope that answered the question. Back to you, Sylvia.
That's great, yes. And let's talk, I think it's important to talk a little bit about the difference between your divine spirit energy that you connect to in your heart center and what that feels like as compared to the either emotional or sexual love that we confuse that with on Earth. Can you address that?
Yeah, so, yeah, what we're going to first do is some people are confused about that. So what we're going to do is do a correction of your chakras. So some people have their second chakra, their sexuality, their creativity mixed up with their heart center. And somehow that just happened. So what we're going to do now is disconnect the heart chakra energy out of your second chakra. It shouldn't be there, okay? And then we'll take the second chakra energy out of your heart and bring it back to the second. So here we go. We're going to release your heart energy. That should not be there in your second chakra, because you get them confused sometimes. I've had a lot of women come to me to want this done. They say, gee, I keep going to bed with people and I love them. And I go, well, yeah, but what kind of love is that? And they go, well, I just can't stop. And then at that point, when I do this little process here, then they actually know that, yeah, that the love was just confused, okay? So here we go. We're going to take out this heart energy out of your second chakra here. And here we go. Coming out. So I'll just count to 10 as it comes out of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now it's returned to the heart. Now we're going to take your second chakra energy out of your heart and bring it back down into your second chakra. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Okay, so what's next, Sylvia? What did you want to do again?
Well, let's see. Well, in a few minutes, we'll go to the Creation Light Ship. But I guess I just wanted to you know, talk about that difference between the heart energy that, you know, you feel when your spirit is in your body and you're connecting with your spirit, you're connecting with that divine guidance, and how that's a completely different thing than people relate to as emotional love.
Okay, we're going to bring in emotional love energy, okay?
Okay.
And this energy, we'll bring it in through the light ship insignia. And this energy is kind of based here. And it does not exist on the Creation Light Ship, because they don't deal with this energy. It's an emotional, earth-based energy. But we'll bring in the blueprint energy from it here. And you're going to feel this clinging love energy coming to you. And it's going to be coming into your probably into your body. you probably won't be able to resonate to your heart with this here, okay? So we're going to have this energy come to your body, and we'll bring it in now. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And for me, it feels a little heavy. I don't know how to really relate to it too much, but it just feels heavy. I'm not analyzing it because I'm trying to hold the energy for everybody here. Okay, and now we're going to take it away, and it's going to be released now, bringing the grace energy to release it from everybody. There we go. Okay, and now we're going to bring in love energy from the light ship. Okay, and this is where you were created, and this is the energy that is in your heart center, and we're going to bring that in into your body here. So it's going to kind of flood your body with this beautiful love energy. So it'll come in. So we're going to count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. I feel much lighter in comparison here. How do you feel, Sylvia?
Yeah, it was a huge difference. The first one was very heavy and slow, kind of dense. And the second one is very light and great.
So we have a question on the fast check, just quickly here. It says, I guess you don't believe we came here to transmute the dark and create a new matrix. No, we didn't come here to do anything. We came here to create from the divine energy as an expression of maybe physical creation. So hopefully that answered the question here. We didn't come here because of what people talk about, the law of karma, or we've been sent here because of our past beliefs. No, we came here innocently to work with the light energy, to work with the planet, to use its raw materials to do creations with. And those mainly are physical because we live in a physical reality. So that's why we're here, to experience the love energy of the creations, using your heart energy to create with. That's why when you work with something, like doing a painting or working on a car or whatever, and time goes by, whatever you're doing, even if you're a janitor and all of a sudden you say, yeah, I went to work at 8 in the morning and now I'm off, you know, I feel like I worked for a couple hours, you know, instead of the whole day of 8 hours. Well, that's because you're in the divine flow, expressing the divinity of whatever you're doing. And so that this is what you came to do here initially, a long time ago. We did not come here to work out karma. That's another dark side teaching. Karma does not exist on the creation light ship. It only exists here by the dark side's agenda of mind control and, you know, the perpetuation of this process. So we're going to go to the light ship right now. So this will not work on the archives. You might feel the energy if you're listening to the archives. This will not work on the archives. So just sit back and relax. You're going to be taken up out of time here. Okay. Here we go. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, you can. And we're there right now. And they're doing a body scan on us to see what type of beings we are. There's many different beings in the universe naturally, and we're just one type of them. So we're having this scan. Now we're going to go to the orientation room where we're selecting our doctor teams. Each particular team is different races of light beings. They're light beings right now because they have not incarnated yet. After the incarnation process, they are going to take the life form that they're showing us on the light ship and going into the dimension where they can exist there. So we're going to go into the first room. This room is where they're going to be releasing from us a lot of energies from our body that is dealing with maybe physical infections and viruses. So we're in these rooms now with these beautiful light being doctors, and request the healing. Ask for a couple of things that could be done for you. Remember, your healing is only as effective as you are in your body, and then how much emotional density you release from yourself. Remember, your spirit has to fully inhabit your body in order to do the healing on you. So if you're only 20% on your body, the most you can ever expect is a 20% healing because your spirit's a conduit for healing here. On the light ship, you're there in total 100% spirit energy because they bring to you your spirit blueprint. So you are healed on the light ship. And whether it takes place down here is depending on how much work you've done and if you still have baggage hanging on you. So I'll just put some music on here for everyone and request your healings now. And they're going to do this, the purification for you for what we talked about, for maybe viruses and infections. On the light ship, and this is a lot of people's favorites. We're going into a beautiful swimming pool, and it's the liquid light energy water. It's very similar to what we have down here in Lourdes, France. It was brought here by the Creation Light Ship, and this water is a lot purer, and it's silver and sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us in this water are the three dolphins. Remember, the teams always work in groups of three for some reason. And so, again, here are the dolphins. They're coming around you, bringing the dolphin energy down here. So within about 20 seconds, you start to feel it. It's very, very beautiful. And if you wish to put your hand in front of you as it comes in here, about maybe a foot away from you, you will actually feel the presence of the dolphin energy. And kind of move your hand back and forth, up and down, and you're going to feel this beautiful presence. And a lot of people, they're hair on their arms actually stand up on the end when they feel it. So you're up there right now with the dolphins. They're doing their healing. Just request this healing inside of your head right now. another room on the Creation Light Shift, and this is for people who have maybe a sore back, maybe sore hips. So we're going into the pain release room, and also into rooms where they're going to be working with you on your muscle structure and your spine. Remember, this is all done by the Creation Light Shift, and your healings will work according to the amount of spirit energy that you can hold down here. So we're in these rooms right now, and request your healings. And you may just feel this wonderful love energy come through you and around you. And we're bringing the energy right now of Mother Mary here for everyone to experience. And she'll come in through the Lightship insignia here. And this is her first divine energy of her incarnation. So here we go. It's coming in. And again, just experience this beautiful energy around you. This is a room where they have the large crystal geode, and it's about 15 feet in diameter. And this crystal is of amethyst. So we're levitating in this room. Remember, we're up there physically. You're not just up there in like your spirit body. Your physical body is there out of time. So you may feel the vibrations down here also. So we're in this beautiful crystal geode, and again, it's a conscious being, and all crystals are conscious. So there's, you know, thousands of them. So just request your healing right now, and we'll bring in the crystal energy here for us to experience. So it's coming in, and again, just sit back and relax and enjoy the beautiful healing that's taking place. another location, too, right now at the same time. We're in many rooms. And this room is where they're working inside of our mouth, checking out for maybe gum infections, teeth infections, and cavities, etc. So, again, request healing. They're working with our sinuses, the back of our throat, our lungs. So they're doing a wonderful tune-up on us. So, again, request your healings because they need to know what you would like done because they will not go against your free will. And you're also talking up there on the light ship, too, with them. Better get back here because it's about time. So we're going into the orientation room where we're thanking these beautiful doctor teams who are working with us right now, and we're coming back down in the transporter room. So we're getting ready for that right now. Our animals and pets are coming to us, and now we're coming back down here, and now we're here. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you briefly.
Okay, well, I just want to say thank you to everyone for being with us tonight. It was a wonderful group, and thank you for all of the feedback on the fast chat. And if you are someone who's working on preparing for the Ascension, a wonderful, wonderful opportunity is coming up a week from this Saturday on October 13th, and that's the very special once-a-month Ascension preparation for our healing on the Creation Lightship. And I believe it's $60, and you can connect with Ron by email or phone to find out about that if you'd like to do that. And other than that, I'll just say we'll be back on Friday at 9, and our program will be dedicated to parallel lives and all about what those are and what you can do about them. And to read more about that, you can just scroll down to the bottom of the Creation Lightship page and you can read all about that on the show info. So good night to you all, and much love and blessings to you, and over to you, Ron.
Okay, so blessings to all of you, and I love having emails. You can go down to the bottom of the screen there, and if you wish to get on our email list, just click on it and put in your email, and I love having emails from you on your healings. Just go to healing@creationlightship.com. Blessings to all of you, and good night.